Okay, here we go, guys. We are starting Siman Dalet, Dinei Netilas Yadayim. This is not, if not the hardest, one of the hardest simanim in all of our Chaim, not because the words are so difficult, there are some words that are difficult, but because of trying to get down Halacha L'maisa, there is a lot going on over here in this siman, and there's a lot of different makoros, and if we don't start with an introduction, really understand the Ikari Dinim, and where they come from, we will get lost in the siman. So this is the most important part, to really get down. I'll try and go through it slowly instead of trying to rush through these dinim. There are a couple of makoros. Number one is Gemara on Shabbos Daf Kuf Tes that tells us that you have to wash your hands in the morning to get off the Ruach Ra. Okay? You have to remove Ruach Ra in the morning. We discussed that already in Siman Aleph, how important that is to do that immediately when you wake up. We don't want to leave the Ruach Ra on our hands as much as possible. We discussed of Nevinsel's Kabbalah all the way back from the Gra that it's been lowered a little bit in this world. We saw that in Siman Aleph, Dir Mashal Lo Yilech, in the Vayitzchak Yikare. Okay? There is a totally different concept, at least in the world of the Mishnah Berurah, the way that it understands this whole sugya. There's a separate Gemara, Mesechet Shabbos, Daf Samach Amabez, over there. The Gemara over there is going through all the brachos you say in the morning. Okay, you wake up in the morning, Maver Shein Nami Alef Apai, V'chui V'chui Yigad Oral, L'Kai Nisham, all those din, all the brachos you say in Berach HaShachar, and at the end of the there, it says, Ki Masi Yadeh, when you wash your hands, Lema, Baruch HaTah Hashem L'Kidu V'acholam, Shere Kedishan Zav Zvano, Al Netilas Yadayim. Okay, that is a totally separate Indian according to the Mishnah Berurah. That is not the same Netila. We're talking about two different things. One is to get Ruach Ra off in the morning, and one's a separate Indian that we're going to make a bracha on. We'll soon see why we have this netila. A big nafkamina is dafka the bracha. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah says directly in Sifkatan Ches, okay? Sifkatan Ches, if you look over there, he says, Beferish, when you're washing your hands just to remove Ruach Ra, if it was just to remove Ruach Ra, there is no bracha. They would not have metaki the bracha for that, because we don't make brachas on things that are sakana. Okay? If you look at Mishnah Berurah, he says, in the third line, it says, "Achicha da netila hu mishum ruach ra levad lo hayu metaknin al zabracha lachin anu tzrichin gan latamim aliskela." Okay, and therefore we have a separate inyan of what we are making the bracha of al netilas yadayim in the morning. Okay, so that is one thing, that there's two separate things. There's one is netila to make ruach to remove ruach ra, and there's this separate netila from the Gemara and Samacham and Beis that is washing netilas yadayim in the morning. Why do we do this netila? What's this netila for? So within this Gemara and Samach HaMabez, there's a machlokas rishonim. Okay, the machlokas rishonim, why we do that, and that's what brought down over here in Sivkatan Aleph and Mishnah Berurah. It's a major machlokas between the Rush and the Rashba. There are nafkaminas galore. There's tons of nafkaminas, and it's going to brought throughout this whole siman. So that's, number one is this difference between Ruach Ra and the Gemara and Brachal, Samach HaMabez, that we wash to wash hands when we make a bracha on it. And second thing is, there's going to be a machlokas within the second netila, why we have this netila. It says Mishnah Berurah, he cut now of Yeshal Zeh Shnei Tami. Harosh cut of Lefishi Adayim Shal Ando Miskani Yosein V'yasher Shal Yigar Basar Matunov Balayla. Since people's hands go all over the place during the nighttime, and they touched a dirty part of their body, meaning a covered part of the body, and as the Mishnah Berurah says later on in our Siman and Sivkatan Samech, that means even if you're clothed when you're sleeping, we still assume you touched a dirty part of your body. You stuck your hand on your shirt, you scratched your head, or your scalp, whatever it might be, we assume during the night that you touch a dirty part of your body, and therefore, lazet tikinu chazal, bracha al netila lekriyat shana lefila. Therefore, sazar mataki, you have to make a bracha al netila sidayim before you daven. According to the Rush goes with tefillah. The reason why we wash our hands in the morning is in order to daven because our hands are dirty. What about mincha ma'ariv? Your hands are dirty also, mincha ma'ariv. You touch, you should wash your hands then. In a chanami, the Rush holds, there's no difference between shakras, mincha ma'ariv. Your hands are dirty, you got to wash your hands with a bracha. The Rush would hold, you make a bracha, da Hashem l'kinu ha'chalam, shere k'dishan, sab zel ha'tiyasidayim. Morning, afternoon, night, shakras, mincha ma'ariv. Okay? The Gura actually paskins like this. The Rambam sounds similar to this also. We do not paskin like that halach lemais in terms of mincha marif. But that's all within the Rush. Therefore, if you're not going to be davening, or you have already davened, okay, you didn't wash your hands, you didn't say all this time, you can no longer make the bracha for sure because it's all kasher l'tefila. It's a preparation for tefila. That's the Rush. V'ar Rashba katav. Lefisha b'shachar achar sheino anu nasim kibriya chadasha. After sleeping the night and we wake up in the morning, we're like a new creation, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns in the Shabbat to us, like a new creation. Dichtiv chadashim livkarim rabba munasecha. Newness in the morning, we agree with a lot of amuna. Okay, that's this new creation of the morning. Tzrichon anu lahodos lo. Therefore, we have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu shebranu lichvodo lesharto levarich shmo. And therefore, the Chazal Mertakin, all the brachos we say in the morning is all as like this Shevach Nodah that we're creating in the morning, and that's why we have this whole list of brachos we say in the morning from the Gemara and Tzama Chama Beis. Lachain, gam dover ze tiknu b'shachar. So too they were Mertakin to make this Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Why? What does that do with waking up in the morning? Lihiskadesh b'kedushaso, in order to show our kedusha in the morning, v'lito yadenu minakli, and to wash our hands with a vessel, kikohen shemekadesh yodov minakir kodem avodaso. Just like a kohen washes his hands in the morning before he sets out to do his avoda in the base of Mikdash, he washes his hands with a kior, so too we're new creations in the morning, and we're set out to do our avoda. Okay, in the morning, so too, we have to wash our hands in the morning, just like the Kohanim went off to do their avodah. So the Rashba holds, this is a din in thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning for helping us wake up, return us in the Shema, and specifically in terms of being like the Kohanim of ready to do our avodah in the day. So according to Rashba, this is just a din in the waking up in the morning, less like the other list of the brachas. It's not connected necessarily to tefillah, okay? It's connected to waking up in the morning. So, just to point out, one would be nafkamina, lily should be, according to the Rush, it sounds like it all din in the kiyas. You have to wash your hands because they're not clean in order to daven. So really, maker the din, you wouldn't really have needed a kli. You shouldn't need a kli. Okay, a kli is a din in the kiyas, not din in the kiyas. You can wash your hands with soap, according to the Rush, and be mekayim this din. According to the Rashi, you see, just like the Kohen in the base of Midash. He needs a Kli from the Kior, so you need a Kli, and that's what's mentioned over the Mishnah Berurah. L'maisa, even for davening, we use a Kli for us. Everyone, there's a Drisha, okay, without getting into right now. But that really it would be a Nafkamina over here, just to point out, just to flesh out one Nafkamina between the Rush and the Rashi. Okay, how do we paskin alach l'maisa? Do we paskin like the Rush? Or do we paskin like the Rashba? Says the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sikkot Na'alav. Ula alacha anu tovsim kishnei hatamim l'chumr l'inyan atila. We paskin like both shitas l'chumr. Meaning you have to mekayim both the Rush and the Rashba. Anytime you're not mekayim both the Rush and the Rashba, you will not be able to make a brach on it. Because it's suffix. So we want to get in both the Rashi and the Rashi, and that's going to be pretty complicated for us to do because they sometimes don't shtim with each other so well. Okay, we'll soon see what that is. Okay, so now, once again, Rosh Tfila, Rashba, like the coin in the base of Migdash, that we're waking up to set off in our Avoda of the day. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for waking us up with all the other Berkos HaShachar. Okay? There is actually a third makor that we have a separate Gemara in Brachos Daf Tes Vav that talks about that you have to wash your hands also before tefillah. We also have makoros about Netilas Yadayim, washing for bread. We have all different types of netilas that we do today. We are not discussing today washing for bread. It's kimat, not mentioned in the simen. Okay, we'll make a remez to it a couple times, but not really, that's not our netilah. We're focused for that's tefillah in the morning. That's really the topic more of this thing. The problem is, as we said, there's two things going on over here. There's the more like nister reason with this ruach ra reason that does not get a bracha. We also have to get a ruach ra off the hands in the morning, and we also have to wash our hands or for tefillah like the rush or for the rashba because we're chadash in the karin munasecha. The problem with the simon is the mechaber goes back and forth talking about both netilas. And he doesn't confuse them, but it's confusing to us if you don't know these two makors and what mechavis. Therefore, every time we read a halacha, we have to ask ourselves, is this coming to get off ruach ra? Or is this talking about the netilah in the morning, the rush rashba? Okay, and then to think out all the halacha maitzel lashlachas, that's what we'll talk out as we go through this simon. The Chazon Ish in the Igeret, Simon Dalad, writes that Inyan netilah in the morning is an Inyan, it's not only an Inyan to what we taught, it's an Indian schooly. Okay, there's a big school out to wash our hands. Robian, he says, "Ma'od tzarich lizayba," and that's the mekel with Netilas Yadayim that are brought in Shulchan Aruch, and that's why some people are so makpid that they even wash once a kid is one day old. They already start washing their hands in Netilas Yadayim in the morning. He's probably referring more to the Ruach Ra din of doing that. That's why. That's how important the Tilas Yadayim is in the morning. So let's now go through the Mechaber. Let's start it off. It says, Yirchatz Yadav V'yavarech Al Netilas Yadayim. You wash your hands and you make Al Netilas Yadayim. So obviously, what's he talking about over here? He's talking about the Gemara and Brachos Das Samach on the base because he's talking about making a bracha. He's not talking about removing Ruach Ra over here. And that's why he brings down the Rush Rashba over here in Sif Katan Alf. Okay? That's what over here. Then the Ramah adds another din. V'yei shomrim gam asher yatsar. Some say you also have to say asher yatsar. V'afilu lo asa tzrachav v'chein nagu. Some say you say asher yatsar. And even if you do not go to the bathroom, v'chein nagu, and that's the minhag. Where does this come from? So some people want taina. This is also part of the whole Rashba spiel about waking up in the morning. We have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part and parcel of that is also this Asher Yatsar to say in the morning. Okay? And therefore, he says, even if you didn't go to the bathroom, it's just a stam, shevach v'onudah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once again, creating our body, waking us up in the morning. It's part and parcel of the Berachas HaShachar that we say every morning. Okay? Oh, what about the rush? The rush would say, that's not the reason why we make these brachas in the morning. That's not the reason why we say Netilas Yadayim. And that's the why Mishnah Berurah brings down. In Sifkat and Dalet, there are people, there are poskim, who disagree with this Ramah. Okay, it says, V'afil lo asat shacham, and Mishnah Berurah says, V'arotu li stalik min esafik. If you want to get yourself out of safik, it's not so pashit. Yizai lo asat shacham, teichav ach shir mayim ha-gadav gimel pamim. Okay, you have to be careful to go to the, make sure you go to the bathroom in the morning in order to get out of the safik, because some people would say you wouldn't make a Rashi Yatsar in the morning. Okay, Lemaisa, it sounds like the Ramah said it, so it would say Asher Yatsar even if you didn't go to the bathroom in the morning, but one should be Machmer to go to the bathroom in the morning to get out of the Suffolk. Okay, that's in terms of this Asher Yatsar. If one did not make this Al Netilas Yadayim before davening, as we mentioned before, the Mishnah Berurah says in the end of Sifkat and Aleph, v'im lo berech al tiyas edayim kodam atfilah, shuv lo yivarech achar atfilah l'kulei alma. Mishru wants a taina, not only according to the Rashi, you can't make a bracha anymore, because you already daven, you missed out on your opportunity, but even according to the Rashba, would hold, once you daven, you've already lost this chadashim, v'kari munasach, you've lost that opportunity to make this al tiyas edayim in the morning. So l'kulei alma is going to say that you do not make this bracha anymore once you've daven. What does davening mean? It means Shmon Esrei. If you're just in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, then you could still go ahead and wash your hands and still say Al Netilas Yadayim. It means once you said your silent Shmon Esrei, you no longer could go ahead and say Al Netilas Yadayim. The most important thing, the most confusing thing is, when should we be making this Al Netilas Yadayim in the morning? When we first wake up, when we first wash our hands, when should we do this? So let's follow through. Really, even though there are two different makoros, one taking off Ruach Ra, Shabbat Staf Kuf Tes, and one, Rush Rashba, okay? Gemara Bracha, Samach HaMabez, the one that gets out of the Yadayim, you really can mekayim them theoretically at the same time. Wash your hands in the morning, one nafkamina is, okay, got to get off Ruach Ra, you need three or four times on your hands, you need all the rules of getting off Ruach Ra. For this one, for the other one, for Tefillah, or for the Rashba, one time on each hand would have been good enough for sure, okay? According to everyone, one time would have been good enough. For sure, if you did three or four times to get off the Ruach Ra, you could be ready and literally to go ahead and make a bracha on it also. Not because of the Ruach Ra that doesn't get a bracha, but because you have a separate reason of washing your hands in the morning. What's the problem though, if I wake up in the morning, wash my Negel Vassar, and then make the bracha right away? The problem is, what the whole point according to the Rosh is. According to the Rosh, it wouldn't be a problem at all. Chadashim Mivkarim Rabu Nasecha, I woke up in the morning, I have to give Shabbat to Hashem. The problem is the Rosh. The problem is, after we wake up in the morning, we wash Negel Vassar, we're going to go to the bathroom, we're going to get dressed, and both those times, we're going to re-dirty our hands. Our hands are going to get dirty again. We're going to go to the bathroom, we touch parts of our body that requires Netilas Yadayim. When we get dressed, we touch parts of our body that will require Netilas Yadayim. So according to the Rush, you'll be making a bracha levatala, because you're going to walk, you're going to make your Netilas Yadayim, and then your hands are going to become dirty again before tefillah. So therefore, your hands are not ready to daven yet. I can't make an Netilas Yadayim yet. Therefore, says the Chayyadam, it's also the Gra, we'll soon see it inside the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet, they hold you cannot make Netilas Yadayim now for a technical reason in order to get in the Shita of the Rush. Therefore, what do they say? What should you do? What should you do? You should wait to make the Netilas Yadayim when you're ready to daven. Okay? So this doesn't mean mamish the second right before you daven, then you have to wash your hand and make this name. It means the last time you're going to dirty your hands before you daven. You go to your regular morning routine. So let's go through a morning routine. We wake up, we say modahani lefanecha, we put our kippah on, whatever, first or afterwards, whatever, either one, put the kippah on, or we slept in our kippah. Okay, we get up right away, we will go ahead and wash our negovas, or we kept them next to the kli, like the Mishnah Berurah, next to our bed, like the Mishnah Berurah, or we did like Samach and Rav Neva, so we walk to the sink, we wash our negovas, okay? Then you go to the bathroom, then you go ahead and get dressed. We saw in Siman Bei, it's better to get dressed in the bathroom, okay? We saw what to do over there, okay? You get dressed in the morning, so now I'm ready to go to yeshiva, or I'm going to go to the Beit Knesset, whatever it is. I'm all dressed and ready to go. Now, all I do is take a clean out, wash one more time on each hand. One time, you already got Ruach Ruach, so you don't need three or four times. You do one time on each hand in order to prepare this extra netilah. And now you're ready to daven because you're not going to touch yourself again. Okay, you're not going to touch dirty parts of your body again. And therefore, you go ahead and wash your hands again. And now you're ready to go ahead and make Al-Nitzil Sadaim. You can say Al-Nitzil Sadaim. You can make your Asher Yatzar from going to the bathroom. You can say Elokai Neshama. You can say Birkas HaTorah. Okay, you could even say Birkas HaShachar, some way to put on their tefillin, because of the Bracha Votari Sabati Farah. At that point, I'm all ready to go. Then I could go ahead and say Bracha, even my Bracha Ba'asher Kedisham Zazano Al-Nitzil Sadaim, because now I'm Be'etzim ready to daven, and now I've gotten in the Shita of the Rush. Okay? That is how the Chai of the Pasuk. There are other Pasuk, I mean the Shari Tshuva does not pass. He says you go ahead and make the Bracha right away. I'm not sure what he's going to say about the Shita of the Rush, but if you see, it sounds like Mishnah Berurah mentions both Shitas a couple times in the Siman, but if you look in Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Daud. If you look three lines in Sif Katan Daud, it says, Vitov Yoter. You should only make a tefillah sadaim after tefillah shniyah. You should note to achar yetziyah tomi beit hakisa after you've already gone out of the bathroom because of the rush. The beprat imay yetzarich from the kav beis tefillah rishona. For sure, if you had to go to the bathroom when you first wash your hands, shabavadei in rashay levarich. You're not allowed to make brachos when you have to go to the bathroom. The achay adam katov the nachol lahamti milvarich on tefillah sadaim ad laachar sheminaka atzmo v'rotzli spatlit balel. Well, after you've cleaned yourself and you're ready to daven. That is also, Maaser Rav brought down, that's how the Gro was knowing, that when he was all ready to daven, that's when he would go ahead and make the bracha. Oh, what about the Rashba? What about the Rashba? Aren't you now going against the Rashba? Okay, so that's the Bir Halacha over here, Dir Masel Vafilu sort of deals with. He deals with this over here. About four lines before it ends, throughout this parallel, he's talking about this, that there's like the steer, there's this friction between the Rush and the Rashba. But at the end, he has to say, two lines before it gets wide, he says, V'efshar gam la Rashba l'fi ma shekotav beis Yosef in Yisrael, ma she'en kenim lo asekevate, la Rashba vadei inu yotze, k'muchel b'shuz Rashba beis Yosef. He's saying like this. He's saying that it could be that the Rashi would agree that even if you made the bracha after the second we're done doing the Tilas Yadayim, you would still be Yotze. So he's saying like this. If you wash your hands and make a bracha the first time, either for sure, according to the Rashi, you're not Yotze, because you're going to have to go to the bathroom and you're going to get your hands dirty. And if you if you make the bracha after the second time, possibly the Rashi would still agree, and therefore it's better to do it that way. That is what it seems to be the maskana of the Bir Halacha over here, and that is how I heard from Rebbe. That's how Marina Rabbeinu of Neven Saul told me that you would be Yotze Halacha L'maisa. It does bring down Nisha Yisrael, by the way. If you're afraid, members might be afraid, get a little OCD, and you're afraid, if I make the bracha the second time, maybe I'll have to go to the bathroom again before davening, such if I'm going to learn a little bit. And your concept thing, he says, once you're ready to daven, B'Shem Rishon Zaman brings down in the heart over there, Nisha Yisrael, even if once you're ready to daven, and you make your Tehillah Sadaim, even if you had to go to the bathroom again, that would already be Yotze, even according to the Rush, because you made the bracha when you were set to go ahead and daven. Okay? So that is how we're going to pass on the L'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah does point out in Sivkan Vav, Sivkan Des, that if you want to be Yotze like the other opinion, make the bracha the first time, you have what to be Somechan, Ha'usa Keshari Tshuva Yeshtul Al Milismach, but it seems like the best thing to do is, like I spelled out to you guys, and do like the Chayi Adam, wash your hands, Nego Bas Nori, get off the Ruach Ruach, go to the bathroom, get dressed, wash your hands again. Or when you get to the Beit Knesset, or if you're ready, going to be ready right away, go ahead and wash them and then make your Al-Nitzil Sadaim and go ahead with your other brachas of the day. At what point after you wash your hands can you make your Al-Nitzil Sadaim? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Beis. Umiyad achar netila yavarech. Right away, after you wash your hands, you go ahead and make the bracha. Vein tzarech lahamtin al anigel. You don't have to wait to dry your hands over here to make the bracha. Immediately after washing hands, you can make the tzadayim. Vegam anigel vein ma'akev. And it's not even ma'akev if you dry your hands. V'yesh machmirin shelo yavarech ad achar shinagi yada. There are those who are machmer, says to wait till after you go ahead and dry your hands. But we'll look at the reason. Despirlo de'in ruach ra sar me'adayim achar ad achar anigel. According to us, we don't care about ruach ra. We already got our ruach ra like the first time we washed our hands. So lemaisa for sure, if you're going to make the bracha after the second time washing your hands, you don't have to wait until after the niguv, and you go ahead and wash your hands and make the bracha right away. Okay, we already discussed out the ramah leaning asher yatzar. Better to try and go to the bathroom in the morning, even if it's just a little comes out, and you can be yotzi all the shitas that and everything. So now, just to finish off this mechaber over here on page 16, says over here, Maim apsulim natilas yadayim l'suda, Maim that is possible for natilas yadayim l'suda, l'kamen simen kuf samech. If you look in simen kuf samech, in hilchos natilas yadayim, it goes through all the different types of waters that are going to be aser. Okay, in sifei ze aser ben melacha, if you did melacha with the water, a barber had a bucket of water and he dips his scissors in there and cleans his utensils in there, that water is possible for natilas yadayim l'suda. Talks about an animal drinks out of the water. Okay, there are all different types of things over here in simen kuf samech that might be possible for natilas yadayim and suda. But all these things, says the mechaber over here, k'sherim l'natilas yadayim l'tefila, those waters are still kosher for natilas yadayim for tefila. Okay? Miu. Says the mechaber, and this is a little confusing, also yesh mishi omer delo mevarech alayhu. If you use some of these waters that would have been possible for natilas yadayim for suda, you would not make a bracha on it if you use it for tefila. For tefila, it would work. But you would not go ahead and make a bracha on it. If you want to be taik over it, it sounds very much like the Rush. He says, "Mein k'shem l'tilas yadayim l'tfila." L'tfila, that's the what? That's what, like more like the Rush read out. What does this mean? Miu d'lo yivarech alayo. So there's a three-way machlokas. The Ra'ah, the Sheet of the Ra'ah, and the Rishonim, he says, you would not make a bracha on it at all. If you will use Mein psulim for l'tilas yadayim for suda, you would not make a bracha on it at all in the morning. The Levush, okay, one of the earlier Achronim, he held, no, it doesn't mean you don't make a bracha at all. It's just you don't make the regular bracha. You don't say al natilas yadayim. Rather, you say al nikias yadayim. And there's a third shita that's obviously not like this mechaber, that's a shita of the Bach, who holds against this mechaber, and he holds, you will say the regular al natilas yadayim. Look inside. The pashtus of the mechaber is like the Ra'ah. He says, miu yish miyash omer, delo mevarech alayu. However, the Mishnah Berurah does not understand the mechaber like this. Look in Sif Katan. Vav de lo mevarech, rotz lo omar, al netilas yadayim, rak al nekiyas yadayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, mechaber didn't mean not to make a bracha at all. He meant like the levush, it means to say al nekiyas yadayim if you use water that was pasul for the netilas yadayim for suda. However, lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat and Zion, paskins like the Bach, v'achronim echriu, di yuchel levarech al netilas yadayim, the achronim echriu, that you can make a bracha of al netilas yadayim, therefore, it's like a low plug over here. No matter what type of mayim, as long as it's mayim that is kadosh kosher for netilas yadayim in the morning, you go ahead and make the regular bracha of al netilas yadayim in the morning. Ad kan for the beginning of Siman Dalad. Trying Chazer over.